It is the top of the hour, and we are beginning our time here together for the next 13 minutes. And we begin always with our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up this day to you. We ask that you use us as you want us, that we may become your ambassadors for the kingdom. May your name be glorified in all we do. And we ask that we become channels of your grace to others as we are the ambassadors you called us at our baptism to serve you, that your name be glorified, and that all we encounter may be saved. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as you know, we have this special time where we talk together about the various things that happen in our lives. And in this particular time, we always address how we can serve the Lord based on the consecration that we do. Because what we do is we consecrate ourselves to the Lord and we ask the Lord to work through us, however it is. And remember what I've said. I did it in the first program, which was on Monday, which you can, you know, hear through the podcast if you want at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you'll see the podcast. You'll see the podcast for both programs, by the way. I have two shows on the air that are a service of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts. One at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is called The Voice of St. Anthony Parish, and the other one here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WROL and WEZE. The other one at 3 in the afternoon is WROL. So the morning one, WROL, WEZE at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. And so on this one, we talk about how we can live our consecration to the Lord, which we do every day. And we always want the Lord to work through us, but it's never anything that we overthink. So anyway, talking about that first show, what I talked about is the idea of a man who had a car with an automatic seatbelt in it, which they don't make anymore because they turned out to be dangerous. But at night, when I couldn't see it, I get into the car, it was no problem at all. During the day, when I could see the seatbelt, I couldn't figure out how to get into the car, even though at night I just got into the car because that's the way you do it. But I saw it there and I didn't know how to do this because it was throwing me off, it was distracting me. And he kept saying to me, just get in the car. Just get in the car. And that's what it was. He was, we were co-workers together with the Boston Globe. And, you know, he drove me to work, drove me home. Well, the first time that this happened, it was nighttime because I had come by T to the Globe and then I got a ride from him home. So I didn't see the seatbelt. During the day, when he went to pick me up, I saw the seatbelt and again, overthinking it. So that same thing I want to say to you, don't overthink your experience with the Lord. It's this relationship with God. So we consecrate ourselves to the Lord and let it go. Okay? Lord, I offered you my day. Use me as you wish. And I'm not going to go look for you using me. I'm just going to know that you are behind the scenes using me as you wish. And one of the important things, as I said yesterday, it's important to be in a relationship with our guardian angel. You know, I love to tell this story. I've used this in confirmation class, and true story. I was a sailor in the United States Navy. I was a sonar technician second class, and I had to go to a one-day school. And we were based in Long Beach. Actually, we were based not a long distance from, maybe about 5 miles at the most, from the Pacific Princess when the Love Boat was a TV show. And we were very close to Pacific Princess, which was over in San Pedro, right over the bridge from Long Beach. And the Pacific Princess used to be moored right under that bridge. And the bridge would lead you right into San Pedro. By the way, another little fact about San Pedro, if you remember, ever remember the song Hot Rod Lincoln, that's where the song begins, San Pedro, California. So anyway, there I was in Long Beach, and I had to go to a one-day school down in San Diego. So, you know, the Navy is the Navy, you know, and I love the Navy, and the Navy was fascinating. But, you know, you go there and I have to check in for a one night school to find a place to, you know, to sleep on the base. And, you know, sometimes you, you know, it is here. I'm walking in. Oh, you go. Oh, you better make sure this is done. You better make sure this is done. You know what? I can go sleep somewhere else. And I was an adventurer at the time, and I said, you know, I always want to try this. Instead of sleeping on the base in the BOQ, I'm going to go sleep in my car. So I'm not recommending you do this, but this is something that I did. So I went to sleep in my car. So about 9 o'clock at night, I pulled over to a parking lot at Balboa Park in San Diego. I was going to go sleep, but remember, I don't have an alarm clock. So there's a whole thing where you can think your way into, you know, you can think, you know, please wake me up, body, at such and such a time. But instead of doing it that way, I just prayed to my guardian angel. And I'd never done that before. And I was new to returning to the faith. I'd left the faith for a while in high school, and then I came back while I was in the Navy. So I was new to the faith at the time, but I'm just like, why don't I just, it's kind of an adventurous thing. Okay, guardian angel, please wake me up at 5:30. You know, that's all I did. At exactly 5:29:30, someone knocked on my window. And when I rolled down the window, he said, you're not going to believe this, but I was walking by and I saw you and I had this incredible urge to wake you up. True story. True story, guardian angel. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish Overnight, coming to you from Alston, Massachusetts. Don't forget that you can email your prayer requests to us, and you can also note whether or not we can read them on the air to share and encourage others to pray for you as well. Just simply go to CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on the link that says prayer requests and fill in your prayer request and note whether you want it read on the air or not. And we will read on the air those who so note it, and the others we will say, please pray for a special request. But either way, please consider us as part of your prayer team at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're back, and we're talking about being, you know, talking to the Lord, and I talked about, you know, praying to our guardian angel, and told you that true story that happened to me when this guy woke me up at 5:29:30. I looked right at my watch. Back then, I had a digital watch, which I guess we all do now, and looked right at it, 5:29:30. By the way, back then, just for the heck of it, I had a Seiko that gave me, I was in the Navy, gave me the time in every single country around the world. Fascinating little thing, and I absolutely enjoyed it, but that was 5:29:30. So we know that the Lord is guiding us. He is there, but we have to trust in that, because he's not always going to give us signs. He's not going to, you know, one of the things that Jesus says, this generation is looking for a sign. Well, what does that mean? They're looking for a sign. It means, yes, Lord, I will believe that you are working in my life if you do X, Y, and Z. And Jesus says, I'm not going to do that, because then I'm working on your terms. That I'm doing things on your terms. You've got to trust I'm working in the background. And right now, all of us who are serving the Lord, we trust, we have to trust that the Lord is working in the background. So whatever it is you're doing right now, whether it is you, again, the police officer, the fireman, the fire person, whether you are the, you know, working in stock overnight in the local supermarket, whether you are a cashier doing the overnight, doing the cashier stuff in the local supermarket, whatever the case you be, you are, you know, however you are, if maybe you're just having trouble sleeping, and all of this, bring it all, you know, bring the Lord into everything here, and, you know, pray. And like I said, pray doesn't mean, well, I have to pray the Our Father over and over. It means, Lord, here's what I'm doing right now. Lord, you know, one of the things you can pray for, say, for example, you're stocking shelves. Okay, whatever it is you're doing. And you're stocking shelves. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone who uses this food, you know, who buys the food in this area. You know, so you have like 7 or 12 cans of soup, right? Lord, we ask you to bless everyone who uses this soup. Lord, we ask you to use everyone, bless everyone who uses these paper towels. Lord, whatever the case may be, you know, that's it. It's a form of also inviting the Lord and asking him to use you as this servant, because that's what you are. Now, no one has to know this. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's best if they don't. Because you're just doing this behind the scenes. You're just kind of doing this. You're not making it obvious. Because you know what? If you make it obvious, and sometimes you have to, or sometimes you're required. I mean, obviously, as a priest, I wear my clerics. And sometimes that's important. But if you don't have to do it, it's not required. Because the minute you make it obvious, you give yourself pressure that you may not want to have, or you may not be called to have. You know, you already know that people look at you as the Catholic. True story. This happened a long time ago. Also, when I was in the Navy, this woman was, she happened to call this Navy ship, and she was in severe distress because she was schizophrenic. She had met one of the sailors the night before, and he had discovered that she was schizophrenic, but somehow she realized what ship he was on, so she called the ship. Well, she was having this severe episode of schizophrenia, so she could not be understood. What she was saying was English that could be understood, but it wasn't coherent. You know, just a, but one of the words she said was confession, and I happened to be there. I was the petty officer of the watch, I think, or maybe the officer of the deck. The minute they heard confession, they went, "This is for you." They knew I was the Catholic, and that's all they heard: confession. This is for you. So that's true. So they know you practice your faith. You don't have to, as the saying goes, wear it on a t-shirt. But they know that. And just do it. Just behind the scenes. And you're praying for everyone who, as I said, praying for the person who gets into your taxi cab or your Uber or your Lyft, praying for the person whose house you're going to on a police call, praying for the person who will be eat the donuts you're cooking right now, or the person who will be drinking the coffee you're preparing right now, whatever the case may be. Or praying for everyone you encounter as you're having trouble sleeping. Or, as I said yesterday, asking the Lord to guide you, to get you back to sleep because you're really worried about something. All of this is part of what we're called to do. Next week's going to be an interesting week. Election Day is in that week, so we'll see how it goes. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend. And we'll see you Monday on the hour on WEZE WROL. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.